With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we explore the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire, listening to beautiful music born out of faith. Thanks for joining me. World Communion Sunday is observed by many churches on the first Sunday in October. It gives people a chance to celebrate not only the sacrament, but also to foster unity with our neighbors around the world. On today's program, we'll mark the day with music that exemplifies this sense of unity. Beautiful pieces by Brahms, Prue, Clausen, Berstow, and others. We'll begin with a lovely anthem on a text by Percy Dermer that became so beloved that it now appears as a hymn in a number of hymnals, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether by Harold Friedel. The Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir are directed by John Ayer. The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang Edward Barstow's lovely introit, I Sat Down Under His Shadow, based on two verses from the Song of Solomon. Dale Ottoman conducted. We began with Harold Friedel's beautiful Eucharistic anthem, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether. John Eyre led the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, accompanied by David Kienzel. Though Psalm 133 is among the shortest of the Psalms, at only three verses, it's among the most powerful and eloquent expressions of unity between people. Richard Prue composed a wonderful setting of this text in both Latin and English, Ecce quam bonum, behold how good and pleasant it is when people can live together in unity. Madrigalia from Rochester, New York sings, directed by Roger Wilhelm. Psalm 133 by Richard Prue was performed by Madrigalia. Roger Wilhelm directed, and I played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. George Herbert probably did not intend any of his poems to be sung as hymns, but his antiphon has become widely used in that way. We'll hear Let All the World in Every Corner Sing in a setting by Basil Harwood, performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Christopher Robinson directs. Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, with music by Basil Harwood, was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. They were led by Christopher Robinson. Among the last works composed by Johannes Brahms was his set of 11 chorale preludes for organ, a return to composing for the instrument after many decades away from it. His setting of Schmücke dich, O liebe Seele, Deck Thyself, My Soul with Gladness, is performed by John Weaver at University Presbyterian Church in Seattle. Thank you. The singers of Gloria Dei Cantoris sang a lively arrangement by John Carter of the Appalachian folk hymn Holy Manna. Elizabeth C. Patterson conducted. Earlier, organist John Weaver played the chorale prelude on Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele by Johannes Brahms. Texas-based composer and choral conductor Kinley Lang set verses from the 18th chapter of Matthew in Spanish in his lovely anthem Esto les digo. It includes the text, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale.
Et in terra pax, 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 et in terra pax
Music from South Africa, arranged by William Bradley Roberts, Professor Emeritus of Church Music at Virginia Theological Seminary. South African Gloria was performed by the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, and recorded in the Washington National Cathedral. The composer conducted. Earlier, we listened to the Atlanta Master Chorale sing Esto Les Digo by Kinley Lang. Eric Nelson directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music from the Russian Orthodox tradition is coming up, a piece translated as God is with us by Pavel Chesnokov. It's enthusiastically performed by the St. Petersburg Men's Ensemble. God is with us by Pavel Chesnokov, performed by the St. Petersburg Men's Ensemble. Renee Clausen, recently retired after more than 30 years as director of the Concordia Choir, has added an attractive setting of Ubi Caritas to the many existing settings of that text. Where charity and love are, there God is found. Rodney Weinkoop leads the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Durham, North Carolina, in this recording.
Ubi Caritas,
Ubi Caritas by Renee Clausen. The Vocal Arts Ensemble of Durham, North Carolina was directed by Rodney Weinkoop. The Church of Saint-Gervais in Paris enjoyed an amazing and impactful musical dynasty for almost two centuries, from 1656 to 1826, when no fewer than eight members of the Couperin family served there as organist, including François. From his organ, Mass for the Convents, we'll hear music for the elevation of the Eucharistic host in a tierce en taille, in which an ornamented melody appears in the tenor voice. The current organist at Saint-Gervais, Alda Hoyer-Tamata, performs. Elevation, Tierce en Taille by François Couperin was performed on the organ of Saint-Gervais in Paris by Alda Hoyer-Tamata. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In a serendipitous confluence of events, the annual Feast of St. Francis of Assisi falls on October 4th, coinciding with our observance of World Communion Sunday this year. To honor this wonderful pairing, we'll listen to a particularly lovely setting of the prayer of St. Francis, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Composed by Stephen Paulus, it's taken from a larger work, Prayers and Remembrances, commissioned to commemorate the 10th anniversary of 9/11. True Concord Voices and Orchestra perform, directed by Eric Holton.
Thank you.
Concord Voices and Orchestra, who commissioned Stephen Paulus to compose Prayers and Remembrances, performed Lord, Make Me an Instrument, taken from that larger work. Eric Holton conducted. John Scott is remembered for his legendary career as musician at London's St. Paul's Cathedral and at St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York, as well as being a prolific organ recitalist and recording artist. Amidst all that activity, he also composed a few wonderful pieces, including our next selection. He wrote the hymn tune Cloth Fair for the hymn Christ Be the Lord of All Our Days, with words by Bishop Timothy Dudley Smith. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Christ Be the Lord of All Our Days was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by Malcolm Archer. Jesse Norman sings next, in a tender arrangement by Peter Hope, of the traditional spiritual Let Us Break Bread Together. Alexander Gibson leads the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Break, break, break.
Baritone Thomas Allen and the Corydon Singers performed Love Bade Me Welcome from Five Mystical Songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Matthew Best conducted. Earlier, Jesse Norman sang the heartfelt spiritual Let Us Break Bread Together, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Alexander Gibson conducted. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate World Communion Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.